CW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the biggest drone attacks of the war happening in Kyiv overnight, just hours after Vladimir Putin got off the phone with Donald Trump. Russia sent more than 500 drones and missiles into Ukraine. The attack lasting 9 hours, Russia says. It was also hit by Ukrainian drones. President Trump will have a B-52 bomber flyover at the signing ceremony today for his massive tax and spending bill. Last night, he was at the Iowa State Fair telling the crowd,
"Not one Democrat voted for us, and I think we use it in the campaign that's coming up, the midterms, because we got to beat them. But all of the things that we've given, and they wouldn't vote only because they hate Trump. But I hate them, too. You know that?"
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the bill will add trillions to the federal debt. Republicans say the tax cut in it include will spur economic growth. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short-order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers face the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I'm always disappointed when we lose, and especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, you know, a close call or whatever. I mean, it seems like, yeah, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's the best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a special Independence Day edition of the show featuring some of our tours around what makes Wisconsin great and free Brewer tickets to give away. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Again, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
Keep the car in the garage. Learn about the Bayshore Bicycle Club with Brian Mittig and the Green Bay Transit with Andrea Bullen. Join me.
Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report on Civic Media Radio. We now take you to Matt Nair on Air with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Rudin on the importance of public radio.
What I wanted to bring up really quick is one of the things you brought up as a discussion point was cuts to public radio and NPR. Darren, do you want to speak on that?
Yeah, you know, it's something that I think affects not only farmers, but rural citizens across the country. You know, I hear more and more people that are listening to the programs that public radio offers and national public radio or TV. You know, how do we keep those programs alive? And a lot of that is through public funding. About half of the funding, or a quarter of the funding, to NPR and public radio comes from private donations. So, you know, it's one of those programs that I listen to a lot when I'm driving down the road with all the windshield time that I have. and it has a lot to do with the news source that that's there too. It's an independent news source. It's not viable to one particular promoter. You know, at the end of different newscasts, they'll say that one of their sponsors was actually somebody that they were talking about.
Right.
Yeah. What radio stations do you hear that on? You just don't. And so how do you know who's pushing what button that they can report on and what they can't report on, where public radio and public TV, you know, really gets to the source. And most times if the opposite sides want to be on the stage at the same time, that's what they would much rather do. But we're seeing a lot of pushback from the far right saying that it's not a good news source. Well, if you don't show up and talk about your point, you really can't say that. It's like the local tavern affiliate or customer that complains about politics all the time but never goes and votes.
Right. Yes.
You really don't have a right to complain about it if you're not willing to be on the program.
I'm very, very surprised that you and other agriculture producers in Wisconsin are NPR fans. And I think that helps explain a little bit, to me at least, why they would like to cut funding. Because I think they would much prefer that Wisconsin farmers were listening to different kinds of media outlets.
Yeah, and you know, and certainly nowadays with modern technology, and if you are lucky enough to own some of the modern equipment, you can get Sirius Radio and listen to whatever you want. But there's a whole lot of us that are still farming with tractors from the 80s and 90s and still have AM radios on our dials too yet. So having as many news sources as we can is what we prefer.
To subscribe and find all of Civic Media's podcast library, head over to civicmedia.us/shows.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One of the biggest drone attacks of the war happening in Kyiv overnight. Just hours after Vladimir Putin got off the phone with Donald Trump, Russia sent more than 500 drones and missiles into Ukraine. The attack lasting 9 hours, Russia says. It was also hit by Ukrainian drones. President Trump will have a B-52 bomber flyover at the signing ceremony today for his massive tax and spending bill. Last night, he was at the Iowa State Fair telling the crowd,
"Not one Democrat voted for us, and I think we use it in the campaign that's coming up, the midterms, because we got to beat them. But all of the things that we've given, and they wouldn't vote only because they hate Trump. But I hate them too, you know that?"
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says the bill will add trillions to the federal debt. Republicans say the tax cut in it include will spur economic growth. This is ABC News.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Marlins tonight at Lone Depot Park. Last night, the Brewers lost by just a run, 3-2 to the Mets. Jose Quintana taking the loss against his former team by giving up a single to Juan Soto that gave the Mets the lead. How disappointing was this loss? Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I always disappointed when we lose, and it, especially when it comes down to inches here or there, or comes down to pitches, or comes down to, you know, a close call or whatever. I mean, it seems like, yeah, sometimes you got to just win by more than that.
What do you think of Quintana overall?
I thought he was great. He was great. It's best outing I've seen him have probably since I was on the other side of the field.
Basketball. At least three NBA teams showing interest in Damian Lillard after being released by the Bucks and becoming a free agent. CBS Sports says the Celtics, Lakers, and Golden State Warriors all interested in Lillard when he recovers from that torn Achilles tendon. With Sports on Mike Clemens.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Independence Day. On the next show, enjoy a special best of episode. And while we're off enjoying family, friends, food, fun, and fireworks, don't miss your chance to win Brewers tickets with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms. Again, upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here at Civic Media, we believe radio plays an important role in strengthening our communities by focusing on what is happening here and now. Our broadcast lineup strives to bring you real news and great conversation throughout your day. We now bring you a portion of a recent episode of The Maggie Dawn Show, where Maggie sat down with economist Benga Agyilor, talking about what the impacts will be to rural health care with the current budget bill working its way through Washington.
Tell us what's at stake, what's currently baked into the budget reconciliation bill that will directly impact our rural communities and the health care that they can access when it comes to this $880 million in Medicaid cuts that's slated to occur.
What's happening with Medicaid, and the reason why this is such a big deal, is that they're cutting, you know, as you said, it's a massive amount, probably the biggest cut that we've seen in over 40 years, $880 billion. But the way that they're doing the cut is by adding work requirements and other administrative burdens to basically kick people off of Medicaid. If you're not, you know, if you don't have health insurance, then you're not, quote unquote, you know, spending money on health, then that's gonna, you know, cause the quote unquote savings. And so the issue here is that insurance is important to help out with the hospitals. As the impact of these rural hospitals, that their financial viability, a lot of time is based on Medicaid. And so I'll just throw out a few stats. So first of all, nearly half of all births in rural areas are financed by Medicaid. 47% of children are covered by Medicaid. And, you know, one of the reasons why is that when people are using healthcare and they don't have insurance, the hospital still has to take care of them because that's what they do. And so you have all these uncompensated care costs. And just as a comparison, in states that expanded Medicaid, 3% of uncompensated care costs are for hospitals in states that expanded Medicaid. In states that did not expand Medicaid, it's over 7%. And so you see that now with this cutting the $880 billion and, you know, up to upwards of almost 14 million people becoming uninsured, that's going to have dire impacts for rural hospitals.
So if a woman is having a baby, what is particularly risky about this scale of cuts to Medicaid is that as we move forward, if these cuts are adopted, it will be less likely that that woman will enter a hospital during childbirth with Medicaid. And if she doesn't have Medicaid and doesn't otherwise have health insurance, the hospital, of course, still has to care for her.
You've been listening to a portion of a recent episode of The Maggie Dawn Show, which airs across the Civic Media Radio Network weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m. Find the full broadcast lineup at civicmedia.us/shows.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Kansas Extension Event offers info on local foods production and marketing. More today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Kansas Local Foods Summit later this month will immerse participants in the local foods realm. Amanda Lindahl is the Kansas State Local Food System Program Coordinator for K-State Extension.
Our food system is broad, it's always evolving, and we know that there's a lot of different components that go into that. From the producers, from the folks growing the food we eat, to the way that it's processed, and the spaces where folks access it. We know that can be in a farmer's market, but you also find it in your local grocery store. You might also access it from your neighboring producer that might have a farm stand on their farm, and so there's a lot of different ways that we can access food.
Lindahl says outside experts will join Kansas natives in offering advice during the event.
We are a good source of information, but learning directly from your peers, from other business owners, from other folks involved in nonprofits and in foundation work that have been doing this work, learning from each other is really the best way to be inspired and also feel like you learn the skills and tools to make something work.
The event is July 29th and 30th in Salina, Kansas. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Mino and the Mayor.
Have yourselves a great Independence Day weekend. On Monday's show, we'll check in with meteorologist Brittany Merlot, and Kendra Cornell joins us from Alloway Senior Living.
Then Kevin Van Ness and Brian Mills have the details on the McCulloch Park concert coming up on the 8th. Join us.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump in Iowa last night praising Republican lawmakers for passing his new budget.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again. Right.
The president also announcing the kickoff to events surrounding the 250th birthday of the nation that will be celebrated 1 year from today. There will be a budget bill signing in Washington later today, complete with a B-2 bomber flyover. Russia launching one of its largest drone and missile strikes of the war on Ukraine. The move coming hours after Vladimir Putin got off the phone with President Trump, who says he is very disappointed in Putin. The president saying last night that he would be talking with Ukrainian President Zelensky later today. Three people in New Jersey were killed overnight when severe thunderstorms rolled through the Northeast. This is ABC News.